USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The just-released April jobs report from the federal government has some good news and some okay news. First off, the nation's jobless rate is at its lowest point in more than 17 years. The Labor Department report says that rate for April was 3.9%, the lowest since December 2000. But when it comes to job creation, the economy added 164,000 in April, which was up from the 135,000 in March, but well below the 191,000 most analysts had predicted for last month. Hours ago on Chicago's South Side.
We have an ACF agent shot. He's the one who's going through the fire station right now. We're going to need you to close this area off.
An undercover ATF agent shot in the head while on a joint operation with city police in Chicago. He's in critical condition. No arrests have been made. This is USA Radio News.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got on my pillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty, Made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
The National Guard on Hawaii's Big Island has been activated, and evacuations continue to force people from homes as lava from the most active volcano on the Big Island, Mount Kilauea, continues to flow. About 1,700 people have been evacuated so far, according to the governor.
We want people to be safe, so clearly if you live in the Lani Estates, you have to evacuate to the emergency shelter at Pohoa Community Center.
No injuries have been reported. Experts say it's not over yet, and they're waiting to see what happens next. President Trump is scheduled to address the NRA's annual convention in Dallas later today, and Vice President Mike Pence will also address the gun rights group. Dallas police say they're prepared for the expected protests outside the venue. The biggest teachers' walkout in recent U.S. history is over in Arizona as kids are going back to school today. Teachers staged a 6-day walkout looking for raises, which they finally won from the legislature and Governor Ducey. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump was not misleading reporters when he said he didn't know about a payment made to porn star Stormy Daniels. At yesterday's White House briefing, Sarah Sanders said it was, quote, information the president didn't know at the time and eventually learned. Sanders also denied the White House sends out a constant stream of false or misleading information. As one reporter suggested, she says, quote, we give the very best information we have at the time. A report that federal investigators were tapping the phones of the president's longtime lawyer, Michael Cohen, are now being walked back. NBC News cited sources as saying the feds were listening to Cohen's calls, the network clarifying now that investigators are keeping a log of phone calls to and from Cohen's phone lines. Investigators are not actually able to listen into or record those calls. Federal agents did recently raid Cohen's New York office as well as his home and hotel room as he's being investigated for that payment made to porn star Stormy Daniels just before the 2016 presidential election. And NASA is sending a new probe to Mars. A launch is planned for early tomorrow morning from Vandenberg Air Force Base, that is, in California. It'll be the first interplanetary launch ever from America's west coast. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.